Yes. Ah, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. Thank you indeed very much for joining us today. Do you have good manners? I don't. I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now again, that question, do you have good manners? Do you say thank you to people when you should say thank you? Do you say excuse me when you need to interrupt or when you need to get something? Well, friends, the name of our lesson is Manners Matter, because manners matter. They really do matter. Here's a question to think about. What does forgetting to say thank you demonstrate? What does forgetting to say thank you demonstrate? Well, I hope you don't forget to say thank you. You're welcome. It's time to open your magazine and let's begin.
Manners matter. Being polite shows other people you care. Most people learn good manners as children, but as adults often fail to use them. Manners should be a high priority, though, because they show kindness and respect for others. Saying please and thank you are among the simplest ways of being polite. They're ways of acknowledging that another person chose to do something kind for you. If you don't say please, you're treating someone like a servant who has to do whatever you say. And forgetting to say thank you demonstrates that you don't care that someone took the time to help you.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 priority 这个名词 P-R-I-O-R 这个字根有优先的意思。所以 priority 是指重要的事或优先考虑的事。例如 if you know how to get your priorities straight, you'll save a lot of time. 如果你知道如何整理好优先次序就可以省下很多时间。若是最重要的或者是最优先的事常常用 top,或者是 first 这两个形容词，例如 Renee's first priority now is taking care of her kids. Renee 现在最重要的事就是照顾她的孩子。继续我们看的是 acknowledge 这个动词。Acknowledge 在这里是指表示感谢。例如 Jess wrote a thank you note to her secretary to acknowledge her hard work. Jess 写了一张感谢卡给她的秘书，谢谢她的辛勤工作。Acknowledge 也指认同或者是认可。例如 Theo's contribution to the project wasn't acknowledged by his colleagues or superiors. Theo 对这个案子的贡献并没有被同事或上司认同。
After you, Rebecca.
Well, thank you. Why you're so polite today?
Well, yes, it's very important to be polite. It's good to have good manners, don't you think, Rebecca?
I think it's very important to have good manners.So what are some other ways to use good manners?
Yeah, well, that's a good question because our lesson is basically talking about the words please and thank you. However, it's not just through your words that you can show good manners. It's also through your actions. I think about maybe opening the door for somebody and allowing them to walk through.
That's right. Or, you know, here in Taiwan...If you're on the MRT and you see somebody else who needs a seat and you have a seat, it would definitely be very polite for you to get up and offer your seat to this other individual.
That's right, especially someone who maybe needs the seat more than you do. So there are many ways to have good manners. There are many different manners that we should have, right? And our lesson is called Manners Matter. That's kind of a fun title because they both start with M.They kind of rhyme in a way. Manners matter. That means manners are important.
Exactly. Being polite shows other people you care. And I agree with that statement. If other people are polite to me, it makes me feel like they truly do care about me as a person. Well, we start our lesson by reading, most people learn good manners as children. But as adults... often fail to use them.
Yeah, that's a good point, Rebecca. Did you learn good manners when you were a kid?
Of course. As a kid, I was taught good manners. My parents taught me how to say please and thank you. And if I wanted something, I had to ask, Mom, may I please have a piece of cake instead of, I want cake.
Well,
that's rude.
Rebecca, that's true. Those are good manners that you were taught. And I would say that you still have good manners. Do you notice, though, that a lot of adults don't have good manners? Or would you say most adults still have good manners?
Ah, that's a very good question. I mean, I've seen both. I've seen some adults that remembered their good manners, so they still have good manners. But I've also seen some adults that seem to have forgotten those good manners.
Yeah, that's right. And our lesson says adults often fail to use their manners, okay? So they've learned these manners as children, but they fail to use them. And if you fail to do something, that means you don't do something, especially something that you should do. Adults should use good manners, but they don't. They fail to use them sometimes.
For example, let's say that Megan had to be at work at 2 o'clock, but she arrived late. We could say, Megan failed to arrive to work on time. Or you could say that, let's say, for example, Judy wanted to go to the store to buy some ingredients for a cake that she was making. She goes to the store, but she failed to buy the correct ingredients.
Well, Rebecca,
that's unfortunate.
It is, but you did not fail to give us some excellent examples.
You bet I didn't.
Of how to use that phrase. So, adults sometimes fail to use good manners. Manners should be a high priority, though. That's what our lesson says, a high priority. Well, priority is a word from the word bank, and a priority is something that is very, very important. If it's a high priority, it's really important.
And I've noticed here in Taiwan that for students, studying is a priority. But you know, when I was younger, I played piano, right? And so for me, practicing music was such a priority that I used to get up at 5 in the morning every single day.
Five?
And practice, yeah, and practice from 5 to 7.
Well, if you practiced your piano from 5 to 7 every single day, that means that your neighbors also had to wake up at 5 in the morning.
Well, see, you don't understand. We lived in a pretty big house, so our neighbors couldn't hear me practicing.
Got you there, Gabe. Right, that's pretty good. Well, you know, I used to always practice the drums in the afternoon, and my sister wished it wasn't a priority for me because I was pretty noisy.
Those drums, they can be pretty noisy.
Okay, so back to our lesson. We're learning about manners. But what is a priority for you, friends? Talk about what is a priority in your life. Let's go to the next paragraph. Saying please and thank you are among the simplest ways of being polite. So it's just using these words, please and thank you.
They're ways of acknowledging that another person chose to do something kind for you. If you don't say please, you're treating someone like a servant who has to do whatever you say. So rather than saying, I want cake, you could say, Mom, may I please have some cake?
Or, Mom, please, I want cake. Yeah, actually, if you say please, then of course the rest of your words should also be nice and polite, right? Well, let's continue. And forgetting to say thank you demonstrates that you don't care that someone took the time to help you. I like that reminder. You need to say thank you. It shows that you care that other people are kind to you.
That's right. Well, right now it's time for us to learn something new in the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Ken.
And I'm Luke. Today, we'll talk about being smart versus being wise. Both have to do with a person's intelligence, but they're quite different from each other.
That's right. Most people can be smart if they put in the effort. I can study a subject, fill my head with knowledge, and pass my exams to be considered smart. If I'm quick to learn and think logically, I'm a smart person.
However, being smart doesn't necessarily mean being wise. A wise person not only has the knowledge, but also has experience and discernment when making decisions.
Yes, here's a way of looking at the difference. A smart person acquires and applies knowledge very quickly, but a wise person takes more time to digest knowledge, but understands it deeply.
That's a very good comparison. Okay, not all smart or wise people are seen in a positive way, however. For example, a smart aleck.
Oh, nobody likes a smart aleck. A smart aleck is someone who behaves as if he knows everything to the point of becoming an irritation to those around him.
Another name for this is a wise guy. A wise guy is full of himself and tries to appear clever. So friends, be careful. A wise guy and a wise person are very different.
你觉得你很smart,聪明吗? 还是说你认为你很wise,有智慧? 这两个字含义不同, 你如果用功读书, 头脑里头装了很多的知识, 考试考高分, 人家会认为你很smart。 但是一个wise的人, 不仅拥有知识, 而且他有丰富的经验和分辨是非的能力。 因此,一个wise man是一个智者。 但是要注意, 一个wise guy就是不是一个聪明的人, 而是一个自作聪明的人。 另外,smart aleck也是个自作聪明, 骄傲自大的人。 Wise跟smart虽然都是正面的字, 但是wise guys跟smart alecks都是令人非常讨厌的人。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次文章见。
Well, hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. Thank you again so much for joining us today. Those words, thank you, that is one way to express your manners, or it's one way to acknowledge that someone has done something kind for you, right? And it's important to have good manners. Saying please and thank you are just some of the words that we use when we have good manners. Now, you can say thank you to somebody, but what's another way that you can express your gratitude? Let's find out now.
Manners matter. When I was a child, I resisted my mom's efforts to make me write thank you notes. But as an adult, I've received thank you notes that still make me smile on hard days. I've learned that taking the time to write these notes is a great way to make someone feel loved and appreciated. Saying excuse me is a respectful way to get someone's attention, and is far more pleasant than pushing them.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 demonstrate 这个动词。 Demonstrate 在这里是指显示或表明。例如, the research demonstrates the clear link between being overweight and having low self-esteem. 这个研究显示出过重与自尊心低落之间明显的关联。或者是 the interviewee demonstrated great enthusiasm and professionalism and she got the job. 这位面试者表现出极高的热忱及专业性,因此就得到了这份工作。Demonstrate也指示范,例如 the salesman demonstrated how to use this vacuum cleaner. 这位销售员展示了如何使用这台吸尘器。 最后我们看的是 respectful 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 respect 尊重这个动词，所以 respectful 是指尊重的或者是表示尊敬的。例如 the boy's respectful manners show that he was brought up in a good family. 这个男孩彬彬有礼，显示出他出生于一个好的世家。如果把字尾的 ful 换成 ed， respected 也是形容词，意思是受到尊重的。 例如, a well-respected professor, 一位备受尊重的教授. And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Did you hear that, Rebecca? I was being very polite. Thank you, Michelle.
Gabe, you're practicing some good manners by saying thank you.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yes, thank you for noticing as well.
You're welcome.
All right, let's continue here. When I was a child, our author writes, I resisted my mom's efforts to make me write thank you notes. Okay, let's take a look at something from this sentence. To resist someone's efforts. Okay, so if you resist something, that means you try to go against something or fight something, right? So if you resist someone's efforts, maybe someone else is trying to get you to do something, but you're fighting that. You don't want to do it.
For example, you could say, Katrina, my sister, resisted my efforts to help her clean her room. I don't really know why, because she could use the help. Or you could also say, Peggy resisted Joe's efforts to help her make dinner. Peggy decided she wanted to make dinner all by herself.
Oh, Joe wanted to help.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to help and offered to help, but she resisted his help?
That's right.
I see. Okay, well, friends, I think that my mom was a little bit like the mom in our lesson today, because my mom also wanted us kids to get into the habit of writing thank you notes to people who did nice things for us. Rebecca, did you guys have this habit?
Well, we did, actually. My mom was also very similar to your mom. We used to have to sit down after Christmas or after our birthdays and write out thank you notes. And it's interesting because at the time, I also resisted my mom's efforts. I thought it was so annoying. But now, I'm very thankful that my mom encouraged me to write thank you notes.
Yeah, I think it's great when parents can encourage their kids to show or express their gratitude. Well, I have also resisted the efforts sometimes, or I used to resist the efforts. Just like our author said, I resisted my mom's efforts to make me write thank you notes. By the way, what does a thank you note look like? Well, I think this is a very nice looking thank you note. You can buy thank you notes at some stationery stores, right? Or you could just create your own.
Mm-hmm. So thank you notes can look, I guess they can take on any different type of style, depending on what you like. Well, continuing on with our lesson, but as an adult, I've received thank you notes that still make me smile on hard days. I would agree with our author. It actually makes me feel really special when I receive a thank you note. I remember when I used to teach piano lessons and my students used to give me thank you notes around Christmas time. It actually made me feel really special. It made me smile.
Well, yeah, I think it can really encourage you, especially on difficult days, right? That's what our author says, on hard days or difficult days. It can make you smile. Well, we continue. I've learned that taking the time to write these notes is a great way to make someone feel loved and appreciated. So one way that you can start to do something is because you realize how it feels when someone else does the same thing to you, right? She received these thank you notes, and she thought, wow, this really makes me feel special. I should do this for other people.
Exactly. Well, continuing on, we read, saying, excuse me, is a respectful way to get someone's attention and is far more pleasant than pushing them.
Yes. Excuse me, Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
I think that we need to talk about those words.
Hey,
excuse
let's
me.
Do it.
Yeah, yeah, good. Okay.
Okay, good.
So actually, these words, excuse me, can be used in different situations, right? In our lesson, excuse me is like that Chinese phrase, qing wen. But it can also be like that Chinese phrase, jie guo. So in both instances, whether you're trying to get someone's attention or if you need to get by, you can use the phrase, excuse me.
For example, let's say that you're on the MRT and you just notice, oh, this is my stop. I need to get off. And there's so many people in front of me. Rather than just pushing your way, you could say, excuse me, and people will let you go by.
Exactly. So think of some other ways or situations where you might use this phrase, excuse me. So the words that you've learned today are please, thank you, and Excuse me.
And excuse me, Gabe. Hmm? I don't want to interrupt you, but it is time for us to do something a lot more fun. It's time for the SC Challenge.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. Today, we have Rex here for the SC Challenge. Hello, Rex.
Hello, Rebecca.
Now, today's lesson is all about manners. Manners matter. Do you think it's important to have good manners?
Of course. And I think sometimes we forget about it.
Yes.
And so it's really important that we remind ourselves all the time.
That's right. Okay, well, I have three questions about today's lesson. First question, what are the simplest ways of being polite? First, opening the door for someone. B, asking if you can help. C, saying you're welcome. Or D, saying please and thank you.
D.
D, saying please and thank you. That is correct. Excellent job, Rex. Next question. What does forgetting to say thank you demonstrate? A, you don't care about the person. B, you care a lot about the person. C, you are too busy with life. Or D, you don't care about yourself.
A.
A, you don't care about the person. That is correct. So it's important that you say thank you when someone does something for you. Last question. It's the best question yet. What makes the author smile? A, a big hug. C, a big smile. C, a thank you note. Or D, a handshake.
A thank you note. C.
C, a thank you note. You are correct. Great job, Rex. You got 3 out of 3, 100%. And friends, I'm sure you were able to answer those questions as well. Well, thank you for joining us today, Rex. And friends, thank you for joining us. And make sure you practice saying please and thank you and write thank you notes. Bye-bye. So, Gabe, our lesson is all about manners.
Mm-hmm.
So what is one way you can improve your manners?
You know, I have pretty good manners. I can't really think of any way.
Are you serious?
Improve, yeah.
What about when you ride your scooter?
Oh, you've seen me ride my scooter. Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can be very fast, and sometimes I can cut people off, and that's not very polite. So I'm sorry to anybody whom I've cut off on my scooter before.
I guess that's one area that you can improve.
Yeah.
Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and join us tomorrow as we continue talking about manners right here on Studio Classroom.